Tom Lydon joins us now, and he brings with him the ETF of the week. That's something we get from Tom every Thursday at this time. But if you want more than just the ETF of the week from Tom, well, Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. And that means you can go to his website, ETFtrends.com, to find out what other funds he's talking about, but also to get all sorts of news on the ETF business. What's hot, what's happening, what's new, what's different, and much, much more. You can follow the site on Twitter at ETF Trends. You can follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the PowerShares S&P 500 Low Volatility ETF, ticker symbol SPLV.
Ah, the PowerShares S&P 500 Low Volatility Portfolio. That is SPLV. I can certainly understand why low volatility would appeal to people right now. I'm not quite as sure I can understand why the S&P 500 would appeal to people right now. So why is this the ETF of the week?
Well, it's stocks taken from the S&P 500, but those 100 stocks that are the least volatile within the S&P 500. So a few things that we find, Chuck, when we dig down deep into the construction of the index of this ETF. Number one, you're not paying up for high PE stocks. So the high PE, high growth stocks tend to be the ones that are the most volatile. Also, there's some sectors that tend to be more volatile as well, areas like consumer discretionary and technology. When things are good, they're really good there, but when they're bad, they head in the other direction. You'll find that there's an overweight in this ETF in sectors like financials, consumer staples, in industrials, utilities, a little bit more conservative. And just kind of as a benchmark, here we are at this time of the recording, 6 weeks into the year, and the S&P is down a little over 9%, SPLV is down just 3.5%. So a little bit more than a third of what the market's down. These stocks as well have done very good during the last couple of years when the markets had some challenges. So a lot of money moving into low volatility stocks, which I think has helped push this too. But going forward, it's more about paying for stocks at the right price and also still being invested when the markets had a lot of volatility. So when we've had a market correction, the big question is, geez, I really don't feel good because I've had a lot of money movement around and my portfolio's a little bit uneasy. What do I do? Well, rather than selling, if you're a long-term investor, maybe you can ratchet down the volatility a little bit by shifting some of your S&P allocation out of the pure S&P 500 over to the S&P 500 low volatility ETF.
So that is what raises the question with me, because of course, for a lot of folks, the S&P 500 is an absolute core holding. So what we're going to try to do here is use this to supplement our S&P 500 fund, but reduce the volatility that we see overall from that portion of our holding, right? What makes sense here is to take money that would otherwise be dedicated to the entire S&P 500, but to reduce the volatility that we're seeing by having this focus.
Yeah, and we've heard a lot about low volatility. It's been one of the most popular smart beta type strategies. It doesn't have to replace your S&P 500 allocation, but maybe a portion of it. Diversify a bit. Take off a little bit of risk while you're still invested in the market. Is now the right time to do that? Well, from a long-term standpoint, it may be. But especially as a lot of investors during market corrections tend to make dumb decisions by, you know, selling out after the market's already had a sell-off, here's an opportunity to not necessarily make that dumb decision, but maybe diversify your risk by moving over to a low volatility option.
The flip side of this is, given everything that's been happening with the S&P 500 and how you normally use 200-day moving average, where are we relative to the 200-day moving average?
Good question. So when we have this allocation discussion every time we talk about the ETF of the week, I address two things. Number one, if you're a long-term buy and hold investor, you haven't done anything because you hopefully have a diversified allocation. Here's another way to diversify your allocation. Not replace S&P 500 100%, but maybe take a third of your S&P 500 allocation to move it over. You're going to experience less volatility, number one. If you're a trend follower and you're looking at long-term trends, right now, this is below its 200-day average, just like most major market indicators and most sectors right across the board. But if you're looking to get back into the market at one point in time, but you don't want the risk the market's given you in the last few years, here's a way to maybe go back in but see less volatility in your portfolio. It is below its 200-day average, but only by about 2 or 3%.
So the issue here is one that if somebody's waiting for it to get over the 200-day moving average, given the market activity, that may not happen for a while, right?
It may not, but you know, all we need is a couple good days here, and that could push it back above. So again, it depends on the type of investor you are. If you're a tactical investor and you look at long-term trends, keep an eye on this because it's got some great stocks in it, and it's got some sectors that have been doing quite well lately. Staples, financials, based on what's going on in the market, prognosis looks pretty good. So there's an opportunity. However, long-term investor, and you've been dealing with all the volatility because you're very much correlated to the S&P 500, take a little risk off and maybe move a third of your S&P portfolio over to the low volatility ETF.
It's the PowerShares S&P 500 Low Volatility Portfolio, SPLV, the ticker symbol. It's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He's editor of ETF Trends. You can get more information at ETFTrends.com, on Twitter at Tom Lydon and at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
That's a great start to our Thursday edition of Money Life, but we got plenty more to come. So settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be right back in just a moment.